Grubby. It's easy. It goes like this. The first half of this book contains 8 stories. 7 plus 1 or 1 plus 7. You can see either way. One way would be 1 story and 7 stories to prepare the answer, because the first one is the question. Other one is the first 7 stories which will explain the problem, and the final one is the answer. Because it works like that. Other way, it's like any form and shape in this universe has 2 extremes, and in the middle is everything. You see? So you could find a part of the answer even at the beginning, and a part of the solution at the end, or vice versa. But you could work with these 2 different sets. We are at the end of the first 7. So, and I normally tend towards 7 and 1, because the last one is very decisive, and for me is very colorful. Personally, I find it very attractive. We are at the end of the 7th story. Means we are at the end of almost describing and analyzing and understanding the problem, which is intelligence. Why intelligence has problem? Isn't intelligence a gift given to some form and complicated system to live and prosper? This is a gift, isn't it? So how come that this gift is problematic?
It's out of control.
Out of control of what?
Because it's seeking that which doesn't give life. It's in love with the superficial form, mm-hmm. with itself.
Yes. In that way, you could claim it is limited, because we know the limitation of it. We analyze and understood there's some limitation of this. Mainly superficiality, that's how it observes. But my question does not satisfy like that, does it? Let's say I'm this young boy here that you tend to forget about. The guy today came with this question. Aren't we created with passion, compassion? Isn't it obvious that intelligence is a gift to the living creatures? Then we have problem with it. To reverse that. Previous answer, maybe it works. Because we passed the limit. This intelligence started to grow. Like what? Like the first simple animal we could imagine, that's the best we could do today, right? Is a single cell. Single cell knowledge about the environment is around itself. Surrounding, maybe 2 inches further is the other world, right? In a started to grow this intelligence by understanding the environment better, by understanding its own function better, by understanding the one of the biggest jump in the history of life is not from chimp to us, it's from single cell to complex of different cells. Means understanding that this is the other one is a part of me, you see, the grow of intelligence over there. So it's growing and growing and growing. And this growth contains some part in quantities, because the knowledge of environment is growing. Why? This is length. This is quantity. The quantity, when passes a limit, the quality will jump out. That's what happened to us. The knowledge of environment was growing up to when? Up to a natural balance. And that natural balance should go forever. Except some accident, some exception, ruining it or pushing it in another way. That's when it happened. Suddenly, we arrive in the scene, and we have something more. Because our knowledge of environment doesn't stop at the limit of our needs to survive. Our curiosity is strange in a way, almost non-satisfiable. So, did you notice the seed of permanent dissatisfaction? This is the outcome from a beginning. Remember, at the beginning, intelligence needed what? Or created what? Or happened with what? An illusion, remember? Intelligence should start with an illusion, illusion of separation. Illusion of me, me and the rest. This is illusion. This is one elusive division, because this division actually is not there. Practically could not be there. I'm a part of this. This is a part of me. In the complex one, ask the, what is the breathing? What is the breath? Breath is air, which is outside. Belongs to anyone else? Could you hold it more than 3 minutes? You'll suffocate. Really? What? Am I empty of it? Or do I exist without it? So it's a part of me or not? Where is the barrier? The barrier of the air is so thin. You need only a microscope to see that this is a wire mesh, something like that. It's not really a barrier. Not even this. Nowadays, we know that there are some particles. They are traveling very fast, and a couple